We're pulling into the mostly empty parking lot in back of the pet store in Itzehoe on a gray North German Wednesday afternoon. And over in the corner of the lot is a young man sitting on a curb with a rucksack at his feet, drinking a bottle of beer. Maybe some homeless guy or a Polish laborer killing time between odd jobs. But right now, just part of the setting. And I nose the car into a parking lot, and out of nowhere you start saying how actually it's a good thing that we all get old and die, and that life eventually comes to an end. Because as you get older and are faced with the ongoing prospect of your own slow decay and the falling away of friends and loved ones, it becomes ever more apparent just what's actually in store for you. And the thought of dying is no longer fraught with fear and grief, but something more like a liberation and even something you could gradually start to look forward to. And as we get out of the car, I'm thinking, hey, wow, this is pretty heavy and profound for a quick stop in Itzehoe to pick up a couple of spare reflective collars for the cats. But then, yeah, why not? And if not now, when? And wasn't I thinking the very same thing just the other day? And I say, yeah, everyone needs something to look forward to. And as I'm locking the car and turning toward the back entrance of the pet store, I hear you saying, that's a nice little piece of property there. And I turn to where you're looking and see this empty lot wedged between the back lots and gardens of the surrounding buildings and houses. And the whole lot is totally overgrown with nettles and blackberries and weeds and ivy, which is crawling up the trunks of the trees, all totally neglected and forlorn. And yet it's also a perfect picture of nature just left on its own, and somehow reassuring in its own weird way, and not without a certain morbid charm. And suddenly see how it ties in exactly with what you were just saying, although maybe not even intentionally. And that even the guy sitting there waiting on the curb with his zen-like aplomb seems to be a part of the entire metaphysically charged scenario that I've suddenly been thrust into, with all these signs and signifiers of time and age and what happens to everyone and everything in the interim. And I say, yeah, it is. And we turn and head toward the door of the pet store because it's autumn now, and the days are getting shorter, and the cats are running around out there crossing the street in the darkness. And besides all this other stuff, we still got their safety to think about, too.